This US election, this particular one, is very heated one. I mean, people are trying to focus more on the issues rather than personalities. And that is exactly what my focus is. So I have certain issues that are of importance to me. And I am just looking forward to see who might be articulating or addressing the issue that I'm concerned about more.
Okay, and you said there are certain issues that are of importance to you. Could you expatiate on those particular issues that are of importance to you during this election period?
Well, for example, I would like to see more what are the candidates' views or what are their plans when it comes to student loans. This is a major issue for me. During Biden's campaign, he had a promise about student loans forgiveness, and we were able to see a little of that has been implemented. But also the issue of immigration, which is very important. So I'm yet to see who has the clear plan in terms of solving the issue of immigration in the United States.
And do you feel the election has any impact at all back home, moving away from how it impacts you right here in the United States?
Well, we're hoping that because the United States has a long-standing commitment to peace building in South Sudan. And we have seen that during the pivotal role that they played during the Comprehensive Peace Agreement in 2005. And that lasted until the independence of South Sudan in 2011 and or before South Sudan got into internal conflict. So we are anticipating that the priority of the new U.S. administration to improve its relationship with the current leadership and to prioritize certain issues, areas that remain fundamental to its foreign policy.
South Sudan was scheduled for an election this year, but that unfortunately couldn't come on. You experiencing the elections here in the US, knowing at the back of your mind that, back home, that couldn't happen for you and people back home. How does that make you feel?
Well, it all depends on the governance system that we have in South Sudan, as well as we have in the US. The US has adapted the principle of democracy from the very beginning. So for the election in the US is a norm. It's part of the norm. But for South Sudan, that's supposed to be a transition to democracy. Democracy is not yet understood or it's not yet being adapted fully in the governance system of South Sudan. So I personally wasn't disappointed that the election did not happen because I knew it was not going to happen because we have to have certain things in place in order to have a credible election.
And to end, my last question to you is, if you could speak to either of the candidates running for presidency here in the US, what question would you ask them and why?
I would really ask them, what is the US policy towards South Sudan? Currently, there is not any clear policy towards South Sudan. The US has a policy towards Africa, but in particular, South Sudan, there is not a clear policy. So I would ask them, what would be their US policy towards South Sudan? I personally anticipate and expect that the new administration that will come in place to push for sustainable peace efforts, and they have to improve their diplomatic relationship with the country in terms of engagement and to push further for peace agreements to be implemented, and especially issues related to human rights violations.